WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Fiction writer Claire Massoud has twice been a finalist for the Penn Faulkner Award. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Massoud's new novel, The Emperor's Children, might just be the one to propel her out of the finalist category and win her the gold.
They seem to have the world on a string. They're youngish, good-looking, and connected. Not too long ago, they were all wry Ivy League English majors. Now they have the type of jobs that look great on paper, but don't always cover the rent. Documentary film producer, editor, book critic. Indeed, if they weren't the main characters in Claire Massoud's wonderful new novel, The Emperor's Children, they'd be precisely the kind of people likely to read it. With her own beefy degrees from Yale and Cambridge, her award nominations for her previous books, and her marriage to the preeminent literary critic of our time, James Wood, Massoud is clearly of the culturally elite world she writes, but happily she's not bound by it. The Emperor's Children is a fat, delicious, and very smart comedy of manners. Massoud has thoughtfully overlaid this big, character-driven novel of how some of us live today with a deeply informed echoing of literary history. Rather than showing off her excellent education by writing a flashy meta-novel about everything and nothing, Massoud reaches into her literary kit bag and reworks classic dilemmas and characters via the novels of Wharton, Fitzgerald, and Waugh, to name a few. She complicates those familiar archetypes by unwinding the illusions that wrap her characters in a sense of their own superiority. By the end of this tale, the Emperor's children have no clothes, although one holdout, at least, remains blind to the naked truth. The Emperor of Massoud's title is Murray Thwaite, a Norman Mailer-ish type of new journalist who soaks himself in scotch and the admiration of the easily seduced young. Murray and his wife Annabel live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in a luxurious flat, as they would call it, that they share with their 30-ish daughter Marina, a beauty, who for years has been toying with a book she's contracted to write about children's fashion. Marina is the kind of woman who's been so stunted by her own golden good fortune that she's capable of earnestly assuring her merely attractive girlfriend, Danielle, that she, Danielle, is lucky because she'll never have to worry about whether guys like her for her looks or for herself. The third amigo, Julius, is a gay freelance critic whose most shameful secret doesn't have to do with the sex or drugs he indulges in, but with the fact that he's been obliged to sign up with a temp agency to pay his bills. While at the outset of the novel, Julius still thinks he's hot stuff, here's how he wisely marks the difference between himself and Marina. It all came down to entitlement and one's sense of it. Marina, feeling entitled, never really asked herself if she was good enough, whereas he, Julius, asked himself repeatedly, answered always in the affirmative, and marveled at the wider world's apparent inability to see the light. As I hope you can hear from that quote, a lot of the pleasure of reading The Emperor's Children derives from its language, which entertains because of its droll precision. For instance, Danielle, the most insightful and thus inevitably most melancholy of the characters, reflects on growing up and coupling as a process of growing away from mirth. Nominally content, she thinks, one grew to fear jokes and their capacity to unsettle. Throughout the course of the novel, all three friends grow less mirthful as they fall for partners who are decidedly bad for them. Marina, most gruesomely, hitches up with a slick, intellectual lounge lizard from Australia who's starting a new magazine in New York that he pompously announces will foment a revolution by debunking intellectual pomposity. It's fast becoming a literary cliché that contemporary New York novels climax with September 11th. The fact that Massoud is able to both sparely invoke that horror and use it in the service of ironic plot resolutions attests to her wizardry as a writer. The main characters in this superb novel may bring on their own misfortunes by taking their distinction for granted, resting on their laurels. But the hard-working Massoud never makes that mistake.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Emperor's Children by Claire Massoud.